All right, welcome into episode 2 of Risky Business. This one is titled NFL Futures because, well, it's all NFL futures. So, hit the people with what we're going over today.
We've got lots of good plays for you. NFC, AFC, a few risky plays for Defensive Player of the Year and some yards.
It runs in the name.
Exactly. You'll see that later on. This episode is being recorded on August 26th. And always, please remember to gamble responsibly. We'll start in the NFC with a team I especially hate, the San Francisco 49ers, at 11.5. This team is obviously coming off a Super Bowl runner-up. Disappointing end to their season as they choked against the Chiefs. With their line being at 11.5, they're tied for the highest line of anyone else in the NFL with the Chiefs. So obviously those two teams are going to be really good again. The over is at +105. The under is at -125. So the only way I'm touching the Niners is with an overplay. They're favored in all 17 of their games. So I think I'm going to take them to go over. They just have a really dynamic team. They can beat you so many ways with all their weapons. I don't even care if Brandon Ayuk is back. That doesn't even really matter. They have so many other dudes that will step in. You remember Jawan Jennings in the Super Bowl? He was their best player in the Super Bowl.
I do.
Some wide receiver 3. He'll fill right in for Ayuk if he goes away.
So they have the 18th easiest schedule, you said?
Yes. So it's a...
Why is that?
Which, another reason I hate the Niners.
Yeah, right.
They won their division last year, so they should, in theory, have at least 20th hardest schedule and above. But here they are sitting at the 18th easiest.
And I'm with you. Like, you can't imagine the Seahawks will beat them once. You can't imagine the Cards will beat them once. At best, the Rams split with them, so that's 5 free wins.
Yeah, they're going 5-1 in their division at worst, and then. They're just a dang good team with a really, like, the Brock Purdy haters are out there and justified. He's not amazing. He's very well insulated. But that O-line with McCaffrey running behind him, as long as McCaffrey's a little calf strain, that does give me a little pause. He's a little banged up heading into the year. But I just think there's enough talent and enough players to win 12 games for sure.
Yeah. I think NFL changes. I don't necessarily have a reason why I don't think they'll win 12, but they could very easily win 11. Their division's not great, even if, like, the Rams take a step. Like, even if the Rams stay with where they were last year, the Niners could still win the division. I guess 12 would be... I'm not going to play it. I see why. I mean, you even get it at plus odds, which is nice.
Yeah, it's a... +105, I don't hate it. I really feel like they're going to win, be right back where they were last year. Like, I'd see no change from last year to this year.
So you're playing the Niners.
I'm putting them on my play sheet.
And that's disgusting, and we don't want to talk about them anymore.
I don't want to root for them, but I will win money off of them.
Well, let's stay in the division. This team I am high on. You got the Rams. Their line is 8.5. The under's +135, the over's -160. It's free money. I'm telling you it right now. It is free money to take the Rams over. I'm going to go as far as to give them 10.5. You can push it to 10.5 and get it at +195. Now, this is a stretch. That's why it's +195. I think 10 wins is very given for me. And then the 11th is if they can sneak a win against the Niners once and or a team like Philly, the Jets, the Dolphins. So
give us the schedule.
The first 3 games, the first 5 games are at Detroit, at Arizona, home against San Fran, at Chicago, home against Green Bay. At worst, they could go 1-4 here. Then you're really kind of putting the season on freak out mode.
Yeah, they would have to be almost flawless the rest of the year. But more than likely a 2-3 or a 3-2 start.
Yep. And then they host the Raiders. They host the Vikings. They're at the Seahawks.
That's 3 wins in a row in my book.
I agree. Home against the Dolphins. Could which I just, the Dolphins are never good against a real team. So last year, what? I'm pretty sure they didn't beat a team with a winning record. So if the Rams had a winning record going into this game, that also is Monday Night Football home against Miami.
Ooh, the Rams factored will probably that in. Win that. Yeah. That's a long travel for Miami. Yeah, I can see the Rams.
That's a late
that.
Game for Miami. No, I mean, it's the same time. But at New England, New England's going to be dog doo doo this year. So if they win those 5, which is very possible.
Yep. At worst 4-1, probably 5-0.
So 5-0 plus our 2 wins earlier, you got 7. We're already close to that.
Season's back on track.
We're already close to that 8.5 mark. Home against the Eagles. Like, they have a lot of big games at home. They get home against the Eagles. That's Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. Too bad their home field advantage is the only advantage is they're not in the other team's yeah. stadium.
Which is big. Like, the fact that they don't have to go to Lincoln Field in Philly at disgusting weather. So, they host Philly. You can even say they lose that. They go to New Orleans. They're not losing in New Orleans. Home against Buffalo.
Again, another big game at home. If it's at Buffalo, I say that's an automatic L. But since it's at home, it's
and I just don't know how good Buffalo is this year.
Yeah, the Buffalo is a very interesting team that I am going to be staying away from. But
at San Fran, they're not winning at San Fran. That's a Thursday night game, so already a short week.
Short week, no.
No. At the Jets, they'll have a longer rest going into that.
If Aaron Rodgers is still,
it just depends on what the it depends on what that AFC division does. Like, how's Buffalo? How's Miami? And how are the Jets? Yeah. We know the Pats are going to suck, but like, how big of a step does that division take? Everybody's high on the Jets. I can see them losing to the Jets. And then they finish home against Arizona, home against Seattle. So if you tally that, 1, 2, 3, 4, plus the 5 is 9. And then if you take 2 in the beginning, the big one is the beginning for me. If they can go 2-3 alone, that's 11.
Yeah.
Because I have them finishing strong.
I see your play there with the alternate spread line, getting that up to plus 195 at over 10.5. I see where your head is. I think it's in the right spot. I'm just going to play them at the normal 8.5 mm-hmm. at minus 160. I don't feel that high on the Rams to be doing altering the spread by 2 games.
He's also been hurt by the Niners many a time.
And the
Niners still exist in that division.
I thought we were done talking about the Niners.
Yeah, well, the Rams and Niners are same division.
But I'm on the same track as you that I think they're over is the move.
Oh, guess where Jonah Jackson ended up?
The Rams. I thought you were about to say the Niners.
Who was a complete stud, by the way.
Yeah, good old lineman.
Yeah, that offense I just feel like is going to be nuts.
You got no Aaron Donald. He's gone.
Jared Verse, don't worry.
You got to wonder how
Jared Verse will just knock it right out of the park. No big deal.
Yeah. Just plug and play, you know, rookie for Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
But yeah, the offense is going to have to carry. Stafford's going to have to stay healthy.
Which is kind of what they did at the end of the year last year. And I get it, you're not supposed to run from the high of last year. Teams change. You know, Stafford's only getting older. I get that, but
yeah.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to stick with it. So over 10.5 at plus 195, Jared's playing over 8.5 minus 160. So yep. Free money. If you want a guaranteed $16, put 10 on the over for the Rams at 8.5. It is the freest money you could ever take.
Yeah.
Barring a catastrophic death.
Right. All right, let's move to a team that I'm much more fond of, the Packers. Their line is at 9.5. I think their line is probably right about where it should be. I think the books have it placed well. The under is plus 115. The over is minus 135. I'm leaning over, not just because I'm a Packers fan. Jordan Love last year, the light bulb went off for him in that Chiefs game on Sunday Night Football. You could see it just clicked. And from there to the rest of the year, right into the playoffs, he was a different quarterback. He was efficient, hitting throws, not turning the ball over, just looked a lot more comfortable. And I think there's no reason to believe that's not just going to continue. Matt LaFleur is still there. He's a good coach, offensive-minded coach. I think Love just continues to get better and better. Now, here's where the overplay comes in, is the new D coordinator. The biggest issue with the Packers the last, I could say my whole life, is the defense has not been good enough. They bring in a new coordinator, Jeff Hafley out of Boston College, plays a more aggressive style defense than the Joe Barry of last year, who would sit back and let you tear him apart. So I'm optimistic the defense will be better. They have the 19th easiest schedule, so kind of around the same as the Niners. It's not a gauntlet. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I think that with Jordan Love breaking out and that, I was going to say trio, but it's really a quadruple of young, good receivers getting more and more comfortable with each other, more and more comfortable with Love. I just see over 9.5 wins here for sure. If it's not over 9.5, golly, it'll be a failure of a season. So I'll give you the schedule here.
All right, I'll count it for you. The non-biased opinion.
All right.
Except for week two.
Packers Eagles in Brazil to start.
Oh, man.
Good luck.
So the Packers ended, I know they lost, but they ended on a high. The Eagles ended on an L. Like, just down bad. The Eagles are so weird, and I know I'm taking forever on the first pick alone. But let's just not deal with that.
So here, I'll help you out. Packers, Eagles, Brazil, week one. Then they host the Colts, week two.
I'm going to say
1-1.
Just completely leave the game out and give them 1-0, and we'll come back to that game. 1-0, Colts.
Okay. 1-0, Colts. They're at the Titans.
They're beating the Titans.
Home against the Vikings.
Yurt.
Go Sam Darnold. At the Rams. That's a toss-up.
Yeah, we'll say 3-1 from the start. 3-1 from the start. Just in case they beat the Rams and lose the Colts, you know. Right.
Then we host the Cardinals.
4-1.
Host the Texans.
CJ Stroud. It just depends on how good the defense turns into, but I'm going to start with 5-1 because they're home. Lambeau's a big advantage.
Circle that game. Texans-Packers. Fun game.
That's gonna be two game. Young quarterbacks.
Yes.
Like just spinning it. 5-1 though. I'll give them 5-1.
At the Jags.
They're gonna lose that.
Packers always lose Florida. And they do not play well in Florida.
They're gonna lose. That's Trevor close. Lawrence. Yeah, the Jags kind of sputtered out.
I'll tell you. Five and two. Home against the Lions.
I
think it's fair to say they'll split the Lions.
Okay, so we'll just give them 6-3 right now.
Yep. At the Bears, auto win.
7-3.
Home against the Niners, auto loss.
7-4.
Home against the Dolphins, that's a win.
Yeah, the Dolphins don't beat good teams. 8-4.
November 28th, it's going to be cold.
Yeah, the Dolphins don't beat good teams.
Tua packs it up, doesn't even make the trip to Green Bay.
So 8-4.
Then at the Lions, we already said that's a loss.
Yep.
At the Seahawks, tough game.
At the Seahawks. See, they always play you tough, too.
Yeah, the Seahawks
are. 8-4 right now. I'll give you 9. So 9-4.
Still with 3 games left.
Yep.
Home against the Saints.
Win 10-4.
At the Vikings.
11-4.
Home against the Bears.
So even if you drop that Seattle game and the Eagles game, you hit it.
I am very high on the Packers.
Yeah.
And it's not. The odds were -135. So, I mean. Yeah. Not a ton of value there. But
have you checked? Can you move it to 10? Because we kind of counted a lot there.
I don't want to move it past.
I know, but I'm just seeing for me.
The reason I don't want to move it past 9.5 is because I'm also very high on the Lions. And there's a world where the Lions just straight up beat the Packers twice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to move that number. I'm happy with the 9.5.
So you're taking that. I'm staying away from that division. There's not because of the Bears or the Vikings, but the Packers and Lions. I don't know. They both made the playoffs. They both had really good seasons last year. Well, good in where they're standing in their franchise. You know, the Packers were kind of in a rebuild. The Lions had to win. So, good years from both of them. If the people want, they can play the 10.5. The over is plus 150. So if they like, they feel like 9.5, not enough value, 10.5 plus 150.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I just don't see a world where the Packers don't win 10 games. So I'm definitely taking their over.
Okay.
Anything else to add on the pack?
It just kind of depends how that defense looks.
Yeah.
Historically, like you said, they don't win against the Niners. They don't win in Jacksonville. And we count those both as losses. They don't win in Seattle all that often either. We counted that as a loss, and yet it still kind of added up. So you weren't lying about the easiest schedule. One of the easiest schedules. But yeah, I think that's a good free pick. I'm going to stay away. Like I said, maybe I should be taking free money. But I already am kind of given a lot of plays, so I don't need to lose all my money.
Right. Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah. All right, what's next? Let's see the bungles for later. I'm gonna give you one of my easier picks. Same odds as the Packers. Falcons, 9.5. Same line as the Packers. But here's the difference. So the under is plus 115, the over is minus 135. Here's the difference. The Falcons have the easiest schedule in the NFL.
This is true.
And their division, which is part of it, their division ain't that great. The Bucs have a hard schedule.
Is this the worst division in football? Or is that the AFC South? No offense.
I'm telling you. Sneaky, the Jags might win that division. Everybody's high on Stroud.
The Colts might win that division. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Colts ain't winning that
division. NFC South.
Let me tell you.
Booty cheeks.
Yeah, so Falcons I got, and I'm playing the over of minus 135, but I'm considering over 11.5, because you can't do 10.5 at plus 240. That'd be the wildest push. That's saying Falcons get 12 wins.
You want to play them at 11.5?
No, I'm considering. And I'll give you the schedule. Let me hit you with the schedule. One of my 18 tabs here. All right, are you ready? And it doesn't start well. Well... Okay, we'll just go.
Okay,
home against Pittsburgh.
They only have to get to 12 wins.
Yeah, home against Pittsburgh.
It's probably a win.
It's a win. Week one, they're going to... I mean, who's Pittsburgh quarterback?
Let Russ cook.
Do they know that for sure?
Probably not. It's either
Justin Fields or him. Just give them a win because they're losing at Philly and then home against Kansas City.
Sure. 1-1?
No, 1-2.
1-2, sorry.
Home against New Orleans...
Win.
Home against Tampa.
Probably win. You just want to split those two divisions?
So if you split them, they're 3-4 right now. But that's end of factor later. At Carolina, I do not trust Bryce Young. So hold it up, 4-4. Home against Seattle.
Win.
5-4. We already did Tampa. Home against Dallas.
L. 5-5.
At New Orleans. We already counted that.
Yeah.
At Denver.
That's a weirdly tough game because it's at Denver, but that's a win.
6-5. Now, let me hit you with a quick final six. Home against the Chargers.
Win.
7-5. At Minnesota.
Win.
8-5. At Las Vegas.
Win.
9-5. The G-Men. Home.
Win. 10.
At Washington Commies.
I'll say that's a loss.
That's fine.
Jaden Daniels figured it out late in the year.
Home against Carolina.
Yeah, I could see him getting to 11.
So they could get 11.
I would not touch. Okay, I'm just going to strongly advise you not to play them over 11.5. This is the. Say the team name again. Atlanta Falcons. They are.
Bijan, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins.
I did.
The king of mediocrity. Wait, does he have a. Do they have a Monday night football game? They do against Philly. We're already counting that as an L. That's fine.
Okay. Right? It's in Philly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big L.
GG.
No,
I dig the over 9.5.
I It's a good call because they play another Monday night game at the Raiders end of the year. We're going to have to swap that. That still gives me the over 9.5, but that gives them 10 or 11 wins.
Did I talk you out of the 11 and a
half? It's the Monday night football that sent me.
Okay.
So I'm going to stick with the Falcons. I'm just saying if there's any fans out there that are weirdly high on the Falcons like me, they think the division's booty, and they think maybe they'll beat the Saints twice. It's not unheard of.
That was with us splitting Tampa Bay and New Orleans. That they could beat the Saints twice.
So we'll leave it at that for now. I have a play for the Falcons as well later, but I'm going to stick with, kind of like you, a free over on 9.5.
Yeah.
For a team like we've already looked at, a super easy schedule.
Right. I'm going to stay away from the Falcons. I think they're going to be pretty good this year. I trust Kirk Cousins. I like what they've done this offseason with the new head coach and everything. I just don't trust that defense still, and they're still the Falcons. I just look at them, and I just think mid. I think 8-8 is definitely in the cards. So I'm going to stay away.
You can't go 8-8.
Oh, yeah. 8-9. Sorry. 8-9 is in the cards. But
yeah. Which
yeah.
I get.
So let's bounce back to the NFC North.
So would you take the under at +115
for the Falcons? No, just I don't want to. He said, "Don't touch it." Watching the stupid Atlanta Falcons play and worrying about my.
I will be for you.
Okay, enjoy that. Lions, go back to the local team here. Line is at 10.5. The under is +110. The over is -135. So very similar to the Packers, I'm going to take the over at -135. I think. I'm just super high on both the Packers and the Lions.
The Lions are literally, like, the local media, obviously we're from around here, are talking Super Bowl or bust. If you're talking Super Bowl or bust, 11 wins is such a shoo-in.
Yes. And I'm kicking us for not taking their over in wins last year. We didn't take their over in wins last year, and we totally should have.
Yeah, we were high on the Lions, too. Maybe we just didn't think of it?
We were scared of Hard Knocks. We were scared that Hard Knocks was overhyping it, and we were...
That was 2 years ago.
...misplacing it. No, Hard Knocks was last year, right?
No, it was 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was last year.
Because, remember, What's-His-Face was like, I want to be good so bad, and it was the running back. He was not on the team.
Oh, Jamal Williams?
Jamal Williams.
Anyway, we should have taken them last year and didn't.
Yeah, that was a bad move on our part. But so, we're not going to get fooled this year. They will be.
Here's the path to the Lions over. I believe they have a top three roster in football. You could argue the best roster in football. They had a great offseason. Improved the secondary, which was their biggest issue. Carlton Davis, love that addition. That dude is super annoying when he's not on your team.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Secondary got way better. You got, who's the guy that got a rep? Cam Sutton. He's,
gone.
In jail somewhere or something, I thought.
He's in a roadside ditch. We don't care.
But, yeah, not good there. Watching the receiver on Netflix, all you see in the San Fran game is just Cam Sutton on the ground.
Side note, my wife, starting to become a diehard Lions. Like, this is her team. We did not finish the receiver because she did not want to get hurt again.
Really?
She was that bad. We did not finish the Niners game.
I respect that.
So I did not watch Sutton fall 800 more times.
No, that dude was just always on the ground. Anyway, they improved the secondary mightily. And the sneaky biggest offseason addition that isn't being talked about enough around the league is DJ Reader.
Mm-hmm.
Just a ginormous human to eat the run.
Now, is he? What's the run? Is he unhealthy right now? Is that what's going on?
He just got activated off the PUP list. Okay. He's going to be fine. Either week one or week two, he'll be back in full strength.
No, DJ Reader's a dude.
He is really good. Very underrated signing. Going to really help shore up that run defense to allow Hutch on the edge to pin his ears back and go get the quarterback. More on that later.
Didn't he lead? Just side note on Hutch. Didn't he lead for majority of the year, the NFL in pressures?
Yes, he might have finished with the most pressures.
I don't think he got anywhere close on sacks because of that, but he did lead in pressures.
Yeah. He's always...
Without help.
Yes, he's always making plays.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, secondary's way better, D-line's way better. You're not going to be giving up 200 yards a game to the team's best receiver every week now. That'll go a long way to winning games. 21st, easiest schedule, not an easy schedule by any means, but it's not the worst schedule either. So I am definitely taking the Lions over 10.5.
You convinced me. I'm doing it with you.
I can run through the schedule here. I think they beat the Rams at home to start. I think they beat the Bucs. That's interesting. They have the schedule makers put them against the two playoff teams that they beat last year to open.
Let's just be conservative and say a split. We'll probably still get there. I'll hold it.
At the Cardinals.
Win. 2-1.
Home against the Seahawks.
Win.
They always lose. They always lose,
but they're okay. Start with the 3-1. 3-1 start.
I like 2-2 there.
Okay, 2-2. That's fine.
At the Cowboys, revenge game. Big.
They're winning that 3-2. I can see that. Man, this is a tough start, man.
It is at the Vikings. That's a win. That's a dead team. Home against the Titans.
Jefferson will go for 400 yards, but they will win that game. By the way.
Yeah.
4-2.
Then you go at the Packers. We can say a loss.
4-3.
At the Texans.
They're going to win.
Stretch there.
Listen, if you're going to win the Super Bowl, you got to go into these games and win. So 5-3.
Home against the Jags. That's a win.
6-3.
At the Colts. Sorry, that's a win.
That's tough. It hurts. 7-3.
Home against the Bears. Auto win.
8-3.
Home against the Packers. We'll say that's a
9-3.
Win.
9-3.
Home against the Bills. They should have beat them
3.
On Thanksgiving.
10-3.
The other time, I think they win there at the.
The Bears, Bills got worse. The Lions got better. 10-3, 11-3 at the Bears. We already hit 11.
At the Niners, revenge spot, but I think they still lose.
11-4.
Home against the Vikings.
12-4. That's bare minimum saying they split the first two.
Yeah,
the first four.
Likely they go 3-1 in that first four, potential 4-0.
And here's the thing, if they do that. That's 13 wins losing to the Niners. If they go into San Fran and win, they will be the one seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that Lions-Niners game on December
will be
30th
for the one seed.
Could be. That would be a very fun game.
Barring the Packers
that's an
8:15
p.m.
If the
game.
Packers sneak them both.
Is that Monday Night Football in San Fran, or is that Sunday Night Football? That might be Monday Night Football.
That might be. Everybody needs to skip work Tuesday night. I will look it up for you.
Okay, but I just think the Lions did a great job at improving this offseason,
mm-hmm.
and they definitely did enough to get to 11 wins.
The Lions did so good at improving, the local media is stuck, like, complaining about the Hendon Hooker pick. That's how
the
far off
the local media is complaining about who's going to play wide receiver 3.
Yeah.
That, if that's your biggest concern going into a football season... You got a dang good team.
By the way, the Seattle game is a Monday night game at home.
Ooh. They'll win that then.
The what game was I looking up?
At the Niners.
By the way, the at Houston primetime Sunday night football. I'm calling that a win. I'm telling you they're winning that game.
That's going to be a fun game. I think the Lions are the more physical team. Houston's all
mm-hmm.
skill, speed, flash. I think the Lions will pound them with the run.
The Green, so they actually play two Thursdays in a row, Chicago and Green Bay. Okay. They host them both. It's Thanksgiving and then the Green Bay on Thursday. So Green Bay is coming off a shortened week, I assume.
Probably, yeah.
So that's even, and it's home against Green Bay. If Green Bay goes into Detroit and wins again like that, it'd be wild. What game was I looking up?
The Niners.
That is a Monday night game, 8:15.
That's a loss. That's a loss. But
that's a wild game. I love that the Lions are on prime time because they're not going to disappoint. Dan Campbell will have the boys ready. I'm just saying, everybody's counting week one as a win. They might lose week one or two. They might do what they did last year and beat a good team and then blow it.
Yeah,
they went 1-1 against
week two last year. Yeah. All right.
But that's a for sure. I'm joining you. You called me out for not taking it last year. 10.5 over.
Again, not great value at minus 135, but
it's free money. Free money.
It's gonna happen.
Okay. I'm gonna do old Jimmy. Give me old Jimmy's team.
The Bolts?
The Bolts. Old Phil Rivers, sorry.
You just had another kid.
Yeah. The Chargers line set at 8.5. The over is minus 155. The under is plus 130. I'm taking it. I'm pushing it to 9.5. The over is plus 140. So it moves.
You just can't keep a line that it's.
Because 8.5 is silly. And I'll give you why. It's going to be a physical team. They're going to run the ball. Herbert will be way better protected. And Herbert might actually have a healthy season. Schedule isn't too hard because they lost a lot last year. They're going to own. They're going to go 4-0 against the Broncos and the Raiders.
Probably.
Okay. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Week 1. Raiders.
Win.
At Carolina.
Win.
At Pittsburgh.
Loss. 2-1.
Home against Kansas City.
2-2.
Bye week at Denver.
3-2.
At Arizona.
3-3. I think the Cardinals are going to be better than people think.
Home against the Saints.
4-3.
At Cleveland.
4-4.
Home against Tennessee.
5-4.
Home against Cincinnati.
5-5.
Home against Baltimore.
Home against Baltimore. Oh, that's a brother matchup.
You've had them losing a couple close games.
I'm down on the Ravens. I think Chargers. Jimmy gets Monday Night Football. Jimmy gets his revenge for the Super Bowl.
It's Monday Night Football.
Yeah, Chargers all the way.
So you're at six.
I think we're six.
At Atlanta.
Why are there so many close? Like, I've had to pause and think about the game. They have a lot of toss-ups on this schedule. Holy cow. I'm going to say loss. Six still.
At Kansas City.
Loss.
Still six. Home against Tampa Bay.
7 wins.
Home against Denver.
8 wins.
Home against, or at New England.
9 wins.
At Las Vegas. They could get to 10.
I'm going
to
stay at 9 wins.
And you went conservative
on a lot of those. I did go conservative. There's so many toss-ups. Like,
I'm telling you, but people have forgotten. I understand he's not throwing to anybody. People have forgotten Justin Herbert's still Justin Herbert.
That's very true.
And we have him losing to the Chiefs twice, no question. The game they're going. Oh, yeah. One of them's Sunday Night Football at Kansas City. The other one, when they host Kansas City, is just a 4 o'clock game. So.
No scheduling favors.
But there. He does get the brother game at home, ESPN, Monday night. And he plays a 9 p.m. ESPN doubleheader Monday Night Football at Arizona.
Okay.
But it's not like they're traveling far for that.
So here's the spin zone devil's advocate. Jim, they're going through a major identity change. They're going from a fluff, throw it around on every down, nobody blocks anyone, no toughness, to all about toughness, running it more than they throw it, completely changing who they are as a team.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, that's going to take a year to implement. At least half a season, right?
Yep.
They're going to lose a couple games early on simply because they're switching to something new and it's foreign to a lot of those guys in the locker room.
Okay.
So it's going to take a little time to adjust, at least a half a season, maybe a full season. I'm going to stay away from the Chargers. I think they're going to be a fun team to watch. I'm going to be rooting for them with all my might because of Jimmy, and Justin's my fantasy quarterback. But I just don't see it.
Let me play advocate to your advocate real quick. Took the Niners 13-3 year one. With who?
Jimmy.
With who? What quarterback?
Colin Kaepernick, you talking?
Yep. What'd they do with a 1-11 Stanford? Went 12-1. He turns them around quick.
You don't have to remind me that Jimmy's a winner. I know he's a winner.
I'm telling you, he's going to go in there. He's going to get it done. Because he takes what Brandon Staley ruined and wasted years on. The talent is still there. I understand they got rid of Allen and Mike Williams.
I will say Brandon Staley was probably one of the worst. He's up there with like Freddie Kitchens as one of the worst head coaches we've seen in the league in our lifetime.
So, would you?
I think Jim is an automatic plus 1 or 2 wins, just straight up on coaching skill alone.
Would you take them over 8.5?
No, I'm not,
because there's no value there at minus 155. There's no way they're having a losing season, not in that division.
Okay, you're penciling them in 4-0 against the Raiders and the Broncos, but at Denver is not an easy place to win. And the Raiders... Right.
Bo Nix is probably going to be better than Justin Herbert.
Just saying.
You got to remember who quarterbacks are.
Mile High is a weird place. And the Raiders, they've still got some... They got Devontae. Yeah,
Gardner Minshew's a threat.
Gardner Minshew can get hot. You know Gardner Minshew
can
get
hot. I watched him go the most mediocre season I've ever seen with the Colts.
Which means they win one, they lose one. I'm just saying it's not an automatic 4-0 against the bottom two teams in that division.
I hear you. I'm sticking with it. I'm actually sticking with it to the fact that I'm going to stick with my 9.5 over at plus 140. We're hitting 10 wins.
Is that a little spite I hear?
No, that's Jimmy Trust.
All right. I can't knock that. Okay, I'm going to move to the AFC, my first AFC play. So the Jets are at 10.5, their line is. The under is at minus 145. The over is at plus 115. I'm leaning the over. The Jets were a hilariously bad team last year. The meme of Aaron Rodgers running out onto the field with the American flag and then dying in two plays was pretty much the meme the rest of the year.
I don't think he completed a pass.
I don't think he did either. This team is... There's a lot of range of outcomes for this team. They could win 12 games. They could win 6 games. Really all just depends on how healthy Rodgers is. What type of player? Is he the old Rodgers we're used to? Or is he old man Rodgers with a crippled Achilles and can't move around? So if we get good Rodgers, we're going to be set. I think the over is a for sure hit. And it's not because of Rodgers. It's because of that defense. That defense is nasty good. That defense carried that sorry team and Zach Wilson to 6. I can't remember their wins last year. 6 or 7 wins last year alone. That defense put them on their back and somehow got them to 6 or 7 wins, which is wildly impressive.
To all of our dismay, they were on primetime every week too.
Yeah, and you got to watch way more of the Jets than you ever wanted to. But anyway, here's the play for the over. You got a first ballot Hall of Famer at quarterback. You got an improved O-line. I think the Bills got worse over the offseason, losing Diggs, and I just think they got worse overall. And I don't trust the Dolphins. The Dolphins are always a hit-or-miss type of team. And here's the biggest thing. They have the 4th easiest schedule in the league. They play a lot of cupcakes, a lot of nobodies, and that defense is going to eat.
Let's hear it.
Schedule time. At the Niners to start Monday Night Football.
Loss.
If Aaron Rodgers can just survive that game, that's a win for the Jets in terms of they'll still lose the game, but that's just a win if he's not injured after that game.
Yeah.
At the Titans, I'm going to count that as a win. Hosting the Patriots.
Win.
Hosting the Broncos.
Win.
So, likely 3-1 start, at worst 2-2.
Yeah, Bo Nix will get eaten up by that defense.
It's a good week to start the Jets in fantasy. In your defense spot. At the Vikings.
Win.
Host the Bills.
We're saying Vikings lose every game. That's the funny part. I think we count them in every one of our picks as a loss. So, do we have the Vikings winning anything, by the way?
No, they're probably just going to go 0-17. So, all our overs can hit.
Okay, so what was the next one?
The Jets are hosting the Bills. Let's say they split the Bills. I think that's
5-2.
What's funny, last year, with a dead Jets team, they gave the Bills fits, and I think they split with the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills played like dog crap against them. 5-2.
You go at the Steelers.
That
could be a loss.
5-3.
They're at the Patriots.
6-3.
Host the Texans.
6-4.
That is an 8:15 game, so that's either Sunday Night Football or that's either Monday Night
Football. Texans got a lot of primetime games this year as well.
Yep, I think that's a win for the Jets. I don't see them losing that.
I'm gonna stick with 6-4 just to play it safe.
Fine. At the Cardinals.
7-4.
Host the Colts.
8-4. Hurts.
Hurts you every time. Home against the Seahawks.
9-4.
At the Dolphins. This game is on December 8th. Factor that in.
It's at the Dolphins, though.
I know. but still.
9-4. Can I say they split the Dolphins?
Sure.
So 10-5.
Then they go at the Jaguars.
They got to win two more. I'm going to say all 10-6.
They host the Rams.
How are we? 10. I mean, it's not a gimme, but if you want to say a win, it's a win. 11-6.
Then they're at the Bills.
How are we? Oh, we already done the Bills. We've already done
count. Yep, sorry. We're at 15 wins.
Yeah, I'm at. So, is it Bills Dolphins then? It?
Yes. Home against the Dolphins. I think okay. They win January.
Which
5th.
We've already counted a split. So, yep. 11-6. If they beat the Rams, if they split the Rams and Texans, they'll hit your 11-6.
Yeah.
Because I counted the Rams as a win, Texans as a loss.
Now, I'll say this. I'm not. There's a reason this one's at the over is at plus 115. I'm much less confident about this one than my other plays that I've done so far. So if you want to be a little safer, you can move that line down to 9.5. I don't know what that drops the odds to, but 9.5 is a guarantee. 10.5, I think, is still going to happen, but it's risky.
We're looking at the Jets.
So
you can move it all the way down to 5.5. 9.5. The over is minus 155. It's the same value as taking the over for the Chargers.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep it at 10.5.
So you're bumping your Jets. I'm bumping my Chargers.
Yeah.
We're both high on different teams for different reasons.
Yeah. I think this is a major comeback spot for the Jets. The Jets are due for a good season of football. It has been a long time. So I like the Jets. I'll probably get burned on that one, but
it what's is your odds? Plus 115.
Yeah.
That's actually wild. So the over for the Chargers and Jets, minus 155 on their regular ones. You bump it one game each, it's plus 115 Jets, plus 140 Chargers.
Wow.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
Because the original line is the same. But they're saying that much more for Chargers, which the Chargers seem to have more pick-ems in between. But, yeah, the Jets,
I just think
I'm not touching it because I totally could see them losing to, like, the Rams and the Texans or a stupid game against the Patriots for no reason. Because we're kind of factoring in that Minnesota loses every game in our thing and the Patriots don't win a game against any of our teams either.
Correct. We'll see how good Drake May is. But with my thing with the Jets, that defense is going to travel. That defense will always be there. Even if you get a mediocre Rodgers, yeah. Defense is still going to be elite, and I think it's going to be enough.
They'll give like people like Bo Nix, Anthony Richardson, all kind of fits. Yeah, even C.J. Stroud.
A lot of rookie quarterbacks on that schedule.
Yeah.
I think they're going to eat.
Okay, I see that. I'm not touching it. That's fine, though. That's, I mean, it's a good play. The people should do all of these plays because we've done all of the research. Does that leave me? No, let me do both. I'm going to do the Colts. 8.5 under is minus 115. Over is minus 105. That's because it's the biggest toss up I've ever seen. I can see them go 8-9, 9-8, 7-10, or 10-7. I literally do not know because we don't know who Anthony Richardson is. I think Steichen's a great coach, and I think he'll protect him a lot and hide him. The line is, like, perfectly fine at where it is. You can move it to whatever odds you like. I'm not touching it, and I'm a Colts fan. I follow everything Colts. They could go into Lambeau and win against the Packers inexplicably because they beat the Packers randomly. And they could beat the Lions. And then they could lose, like, 5 division games. It just doesn't make sense with the Colts.
They'll drop one at the Titans.
So, don't touch the Colts. 8.5 is literally perfect by the books. So, and they went 9-8 last year. So, even with a backup quarterback. So, if you think they're going to do a little better this year, you can take your over. But it's minus 105. All right. I'm going to do the Bengals. The Bengals, we are both high on. I'm a little higher. I gave a couple plays in here. Are you going to take any of them?
I don't think so. I'm going to do the Ravens under. So okay. I'm not going to play. Which kind of leads into it. It kind of leads into it. Yeah.
Okay, so the Bengals, the over under, the 10.5 is a line. Under 10.5 is plus 100. Over 10.5 is minus 125. That alone can be your play. It still has decent value on it. But if you take 11.5, the DraftKings, and the reason I jump a couple games on certain teams, DraftKings sometimes doesn't let you do the very next game. The Bengals, they let you move it from 10.5 to 11.5. If you move it, you can do plus 155. I kind of listed a ton of odds. If you want them to pick the division because you think the Ravens are going to take a regression, I still don't trust the Browns because I don't trust Deshaun Watson. And I hate to say it, the Steelers might actually have a losing schedule for once in their lifetime. Losing record. You could get the division at plus 145. What I'm taking, which is the boldest of all of them, is they're going to be Daddy Burrow again. They're going to go into Arrowhead. They're going to smack the Chiefs around in week two. They're going to get the number one seed because they beat Chiefs head-to-head, and they're going to get that at plus 650. You can take the one seed, Mr. Bengals, right now, plus 650, Joey Burrow. What did they call it? Burrowhead?
Yes.
It's Burrowhead for a reason. I'm telling you, the Chiefs have to come down at some point. Travis Kelce's been dating Taylor a little too long.
Here's your play. The Chiefs host the Ravens. Tough first game, ring ceremony. We saw what the Lions did to them last year, week one, on a ring ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
They probably beat the Ravens, but it's close physical game. Then the Bengals come to town. Bengals could win that game.
And historically, the Chiefs, I hate to tell you, they don't start their seasons all that well historically.
No, I mean, last year.
Even with Mahomes.
Last year was the most mediocre Chiefs team, and they just won the Super Bowl.
So, I understand. I'm not going to go through the schedule just on time. But the Bengals, Joe Burrow, I understand they lost Tyler Boyd. He still got dogs. The O-line got better. They're going to protect him. And Joe Burrow can sling it with the best of them. So,
and he's pissed off. Joe Burrow's mad. Yeah.
Now, the haircut doesn't help him, but we're going to get over that. Yeah. The new hashtag baby Eminem look. But I'm taking the number one seed at plus 650. Not much else to say about the Bengals. I'll let you stay in the division, though.
Yeah, so let's move to the Ravens. Ravens had a really good year last year. It felt like a lot of things fell into place for them. Another MVP season from Lamar. The run game was clicking. Their line is at 10.5 this year. I find the Ravens to be major regression candidates due to the hangover that happened. I mean, it was their year last year. One seed at home. You've got the Chiefs at home in the AFC Championship game. And you pooped down your leg.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a hangover from that. I don't think Lamar is as good as he was last year. I don't think they get as good of injury luck with Lamar. You know, he usually misses a few games. I think that happens this year. They've got a very tough schedule, the third hardest schedule in the league. That AFC North is unforgiving.
Year after year, it doesn't matter. The Steelers will still split each of these teams.
Oh, yeah. Two against the Bengals. They could lose both of those. The Browns, they'll split. Steelers, they'll split. So it's not like you're getting a lot of help with the division. And then they won the division last year, so they play a lot of the other division winners from last year as well. So I think just overall the O-line got worse. There's no way Lamar plays as good as he did last year because it was an MVP season, and you don't have those every year. And I just think they come back down to earth a little bit. And why that's with the Bengals is I'm really high on the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to be the ones to take that division. And that's how it works in the NFL. With all these bets, you got four teams in a division. You can't be high on all four teams.
Yeah.
You kind of have to buy two teams and sell two teams. So you buy the Bengals, you sell the Ravens.
Yep. Do you want to hit their schedule or no?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Let's do. You've got a division winners parlay.
I do.
This is a fun little thing that DraftKings lets you do.
This is. I've kind of gone a little crazy in this episode, I understand. But this is probably one of my safest picks.
At plus 500.
At plus 500. Safest picks. You got the Bengals winning the division. We already just talked about it. The Falcons winning the division. Because the Bucs schedule got harder. And I think the Falcons have the best quarterback in that division.
Correct.
And the Chiefs winning their division because the Chargers aren't quite there yet. And the Raiders and Broncos Lord will not be
the Broncos winning and Raiders aren't there.
So the closest thing is obviously the Falcons, which is Jared's trust issue with the Saints and the Bucs still in that division.
I like the Falcons to win the division. I think they're the best of the worst teams.
So if you just take a couple favorites, not crazy odds on any of them, and parlay them together, you can get plus 500 odds.
Yeah, that's a solid play. Your riskiest one there, obviously, is the Bengals. That AFC North is very volatile. The Browns could be really good, you know.
And the Bengals historically struggle against the Browns, even with Burrow.
Yes, that is true. But I think I like the Bengals in a revenge spot after last year was disappointing. I think they come out hot and win. I think the Falcons are the best team in that terrible division. And then the Chiefs just are consistent as
compared. The only team that can get close to them is the Chargers, and they're not going to this year. So that's kind of my sneaky one. I kind of plugged and played today, and I was like, that. He was like, you want to add a few more? I was like, no. I mean, plus 500 is phenomenal just for three. If you can get three teams at plus 500 that aren't stretches,
especially
you're
with
chilling.
The Chiefs being one of them.
Yeah. So that was that's my play for a division winner. You had one. I see you took it down. Did you want to go into that or?
No. My division winner parlay was a little too risky. So I will give you though a sneaky play, especially for the local team here. A lot of Lions fans listening. Defensive Player of the Year for Hutch. Let me build you the case. Hutch is at plus 1,100 odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's got the sixth best odds. After him, the odds go to plus 3,500.
So they're saying it's a six-horse race.
Yes, you're not touching anyone after Hutch. So what do you need to win Defensive Player of the Year, you ask? Glad you asked. You need to be on a winning team. You need to have the media talking about said winning team. And you need sacks.
Yeah, it is a popularity contest. I'll give you that. It's not the best player.
Yes. So, Lions, check all those boxes. Going to be a good team? Yeah, he's going to be on an 11-win team. He's going to be in the playoffs. Is the media going to be talking about the Lions? You betcha. Dan Campbell.
Prime time 24/7.
Yeah, lots of prime time, lots of screen time. And then sacks. He's going to get his sacks. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So, the reason why I'm high on him this year is...
He hasn't won it before, you said?
Yes, he has not won it before. I lost my train of thought there, sorry. You get a lot of these guys like TJ Watt.
Two or three-time champion. Yeah.
You know, a lot of repeat winners, and you get fatigue in the award. So they don't want to give it to the same guy every time. Also, that Lions defense, like I talked about earlier, is revamped. That secondary is way better. So the quarterback's going to be holding on to the ball longer, more sack opportunities. And DJ Reader is going to be commanding a double team inside, which should leave Hutch on the edge one-on-one a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's unique to Hutch is he plays just about every snap. The dude literally never comes off the field. So that means he is just naturally going to run into more sacks by being on the field more than other guys. And he's got a relentless motor. He's always going 100% no matter what. So that'll get him a few sacks. Another thing that you also got to factor in the offense. The Lions' offense is going to be really good. So a lot of teams are going to be playing from behind against the Lions. Obvious passing situations. Going to have to pin, you know, he's going to be able to pin his ears back and just gun at the quarterback. So obviously it's a stretch. It's plus 1,100 odds. But I feel like it's good value with all the additions the Lions made this season and the way it's a popularity contest. I think Hutch has a legitimate chance.
Now, to factor in your point, TJ Watt's going to be on a bad team. He's better odds than Hutch.
He's the favorite.
He's co-favorite. Parsons is the same odds as TJ Watt. But I think the Cowboys take a step back as well, meaning Parsons might not do as much. So there's the two of them. I'm just finding a way to make this work with you. Max Crosby has higher odds. He's on a terrible team. Does not help Max Crosby. Myles Garrett has higher odds. Myles Garrett's a freak. Do I think he's better than Hutch? Maybe. But once again, the Lions are going to be in way more primetime situations, way more bigger game moments than the Browns. The Browns are playing, like, what, 1 o'clock every game?
The Browns are not sexy.
No. Nick Bosa, who's on a team that's already stacked, that guys will take away from him. Leading you to Mr. Hutchinson.
Yes. So, of the guys ahead of him, the only ones I'm worried about are Nick Bosa. Obviously, he can go off on a really good team, lots of prime time. And Micah Parsons, obviously, could be a good team, lots of prime time with the Cowboys, lots of talk of him. Those are really the only two guys I'm concerned about ahead of him. And then after that, you know, the odds are plus 3,500. It'd be a real long shot if someone came from that far out to win it. So,
yeah,
I think there's value there. I'm not going to play this.
Unbelievable.
But if you wanted to throw $5 on this and nibble on it, wouldn't be a bad nibble.
Come on. Stick your neck out there.
Nah, I'll give you my neck in the next play.
Okay.
By
the way, are you playing that next one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then hop right into it. I threw this up here. I said, by the way, you can bet Jordan Love to have the most regular season passing yards at plus 1,600.
Yeah, so I got to give D some credit here. He found this one for my boy. Like I said earlier in the pod, I'm really high on the Packers. I think Jordan Love is going to be a phenomenal quarterback this year. I think he's going to be a top 6-7 QB in the league just in general. And we all know the Packers love to pass the ball. They're always a throw-first team. And I think there's an opportunity for him to put up big yards and with all those receivers and weapons. And the Packers have a phenomenal pass-blocking offensive line. They don't run block, but they pass block.
Did you mention the run game isn't all that great?
Yeah, I mean,
they just don't run it that often.
Yeah, and it's not even, they just don't even try.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, so here's who's above him. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes has a steady running back in Pacheco, who's actually turned into a very nice pick, a workhorse. And over the years, the Chiefs have become more balanced. I know we're talking crazy, but C.J. Stroud, of all people, he would probably be my favorite still because he has three dudes at wide receiver.
And they loved it. They remind me a lot of that. They just throw the ball.
Okay, so Stroud kind of cuts that down. But Dak Prescott's there. I think he's only throwing to CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
He's the only guy with production. You know who their second receiver is?
No, and that tells you everything you need to know.
I'm pretty sure it's Brandon Cooks.
Go, Grandpa.
All right, Jared Goff, too balanced of an offense.
Yeah, the Lions run it way too much.
Tua Tagovailoa, they air it out to Tyreek and Waddle all the time.
But
they have Achane and Mostert.
But after week 10, weather gets a little cold in some away games, he'll just put up some
And they have Achane, they're going to feed it more.
Yes.
Joey B.
He's another one that could totally win it.
Matthew Stafford.
He could totally win it.
I think the run game's too good for them as well.
And Stafford might
They're
get
gonna
a
be
little,
balanced.
Stafford might miss a few games for a dinged up hand, dinged
He's
up
getting
ankle.
Old.
Yeah.
Mr. Kirk Cousins, who always puts up yards, and then it goes to Jordan Love. So there are three dudes who could fairly easy win it above him, but see, and they have great odds too. Stroud is plus 600, Burrow's plus 850, Kirk Cousins plus 1400. But we gotta give a little love to the I wouldn't say hometown team because it's not the hometown team. Your favorite team.
Yeah.
Jordan Love. And how many did he have last year? Was he second?
He was high, and he didn't even play half the year. He was on Mars half the year, running around trying to figure out the NFL. At plus 1,600? My goodness. He might win, like, obviously this is a hot take, but he's got a chance to win MVP this year if everything goes well. Like, he could really, really break out. The sky is the limit for Jordan Love. At plus 1,600 odds, I think this is great. So I think I'm going to nibble with $5 on this.
Don't make me look for the MVP odds. Plus 1,400. He has a higher chance to win the MVP than to get the most passing yards.
Really?
That tells you all you need to know. Take your plus 1,600.
I'll just take my yards.
I think that was everything. You want to just go through what we played?
Yeah, I'll start off with mine. I've got the Niners over 11.5 wins at plus 105. The Packers over 9.5 wins at minus 135. The Lions over 10.5 wins at minus 135. The Rams 8.5 over at negative 160. The Jets over 10.5 wins at plus 115. The Ravens under 10.5 wins at plus 100. And a little Jordan Love nibble on most passing yards at plus 1600.
Sounds like a win. All of them are winning.
Why, thank you.
I'm taking the Rams. Oh, I don't think we, like, we disagreed with each other, but I don't think we took any complete opposites. Like, we didn't have a read that was, like, you didn't take the Rams over and I took the Rams under. You get what I'm saying?
Correct, yeah.
So, that's interesting. I took the Rams over, but I pushed it to 10.5, plus 195. Bengals as the old one seed, plus 650. Falcons over 9.5, probably my safest one, minus 135, along with the Lions over 10.5, minus 135. Division winners, Falcons, Bengals, Chiefs at plus 500, and the Chargers over 9.5 at plus 140.
So six, that's a plays, push as well. Six plays for you, D, seven plays for me.
Hey, you brought it down. You brought it down.
I did. I see a couple plays for you at plus 500 and higher. I see a plus 1600 for me.
Yeah, I have. What are we doing? I have two that are trying to get to your plus 1600 play. Right.
I wonder if we add up all the odds. Who has the higher odds?
Yeah. So obviously, we did our research. We're not just coming in and throwing. Like, and I felt like we were decently conservative. No, not all these are going to hit. That's why it's called gambling. We tried to put in the research. Also, I didn't want to tell you this, but Miles Murphy's out like 4 to 6 weeks for the Bengals. They're going into Arrowhead and winning still.
Is that no lineman?
Their DN that they drafted last year.
Irrelevant.
But we have teams we're high on. We have teams we're low on. It's way more fun to root overs and root these teams on, except for the Niners. We're not going to want to root for that, but like, I'm excited to see the Rams Lions week one. That's going to tell me a lot for actually both of them. Cause we took both overs, but
can they both win?
I wish. A tie does not help any of these, by the way.
Yes. If ties we get ties,
it's ugly.
Yes. That.
So please no ties. But I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Actually, not for this week. That's going to wrap it up for this session. We got the NFL futures. We wanted to get it in. We're going to do a little double dip this week because we have to do some college football plays. It won't be as many or as long. But, you know, doing the futures for the NFL season, there's a lot to discuss. You got to go over schedules and you got to go over the who, the what, the where, the why, and you got to argue about why you love them and why you hate them. So, we appreciate you listening. Like I said, pick a couple from what we put the work in for you. Play a couple safe ones. Don't play the 650s, the 500s, the 1600s. But see, just build off of what we put up. Don't push it two games like I did. Take them at what they're at and get the easy money. But as always, we appreciate you listening, and we will catch you in the next episode.